Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I assist you?
This is Peggy Lindsay. And on my credit card, I got online and did a survey through Costco's. It says Costco's. After checking into this, the last 3 months I've been billed $49.97, and it's from your company. And when I called my credit card company, they said, "Have you done a survey, like a for you buy, pick out a free gift for shipping only of $5 or $6 or whatever with a company?" And I said, "Yes, I have. I've done it twice, and it has Costco's name on it." And I said, "On both of them, it said only you pay shipping." Well, she said, "Y'all are the people because you're on my credit card number." And she said, "I need to call and cancel with y'all. And first of all, I didn't agree to a $49 charge, only an $8 charge for the shipping. And y'all have charged me those 2 times plus again this month. And I have not taken another survey." But she said, "These surveys are done, and it looks like it's through Costco's, and it's a scam. And I am to call you to let you know that this needs to stop, and I need to cancel with y'all. And then I will be calling my credit card company back, but I want those charges put back on my card."
Yes, ma'am. Can I please get your zip code?
75440.
Okay, ma'am. Can you verify your address for me for security purposes?
1065 RS County Road 4320, Emery, Texas 75440.
Okay, so I do see that you ordered a Wi-Fi booster from us on the 15th of October. Do you recall?
I didn't order a Wi-Fi booster. I picked a gift that y'all selected out of 20 or 25 gifts, but only to pay the shipping only. How come my card was billed for $49.97?
Well, along with that Wi-Fi booster, you had to agree with the terms and conditions. You had to agree to the terms and conditions to even put your address in and your card information in to pay that shipping and handling. In that terms and conditions, it does state that you're agreeing to our online monthly subscription, which also includes a $125 gift card for our online gadget store sent to you via email every month.
Well, I haven't gotten that, but I don't want it. I want these charges taken off for the 3 months. And why did you charge me November, December, and January?
It's a monthly subscription, and I can only refund you the most recent month. What I can do is refund you 35% back.
You can re What do you mean you can't refund? What did I buy the 19th?
That's the monthly subscription, ma'am. It's a monthly subscription.
Okay, why would I go online, and why are you going through Costco's, my credit card name?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Costco's?
Yes, Costco's is the name y'all have above your surveys.
Ma'am Beryl, I don't know why you had surveyed by Costco's, but
It's not through Costco's, it's through y'all's. Your phone number's on it. Your phone number is on it. And I am going to dispute all the charges. So do whatever you need to do. I want this stopped. I don't want my charge card again from this point on. And I will call my credit card company back and dispute all three charges. Unless you want to take all three charges off of my credit card right now.
Well, ma'am, I can only refund the first month. I have to transfer you to get the other ones to refund it. But I can refund you 35% of the most recent one.
Why would I want 35% off of it when I haven't even agreed to do this? Y'all, it's a fraud thing. Why shouldn't I just call my credit card company back and dispute the whole charges instead of having to go through this step-by-step thing with y'all? Either y'all can do this now or you can't do it.
Yes, ma'am. Please hold.